Well, giving and receiving presents is definitely a part of the Christmas season. But so are Christmas trees, stockings on our mantles, lights on our houses, wreaths on our doors, Advent candles, bells, candy canes, holly and ivy, and there are so many other things that are a part of our Christmas celebration each year. And each one of these things is a symbol of something that's very important, some significant aspect of Christmas. Symbols help us to tell the story of Christmas. They are what make the season so magnificent. And as we come to a better understanding of the traditions and the seasons, the symbols of the season, their rich and their powerful meaning, then we can truly celebrate Christmas the way it was intended to be celebrated. That's what this whole service has been about. Now, here's one that you might not have thought of as being a symbol of Christmas. Ribbons. Ribbons. Now, what do ribbons do? They beautify a gift that's being given. They make it very special. They add a little anticipation to the whole gift-giving experience. That's part of what makes Christmas so fun for young and old alike, is opening packages with ribbons on them. In short, ribbons lend joy to the season. I remember when Marcy and I were brand new here in this church, we had some little girls at that time who used to come down here on the floor during the worship service and twirl around, and they had little ribbons, and they held them up above their hands or their heads as we were singing praise songs and worship songs. They would twirl and add an air of festivity and celebration to our worship. And true enough, joy is a part of the season. The expression of joy is very much a part. We just lit the third candle of Advent this day, which is the candle of joy. So, ribbons add a touch of beauty, specialness, anticipation, and joy. If you're presented a present without a ribbon, it's kind of like something's missing. Personally, I really don't care for the gift bags that are so popular today. For that reason, you know, it's just too easy to see what's inside. And I want a little bit of anticipation that comes with taking the ribbon off and unwrapping the gift. Now, when God presented us the gift of His Son, it was done in some pretty rustic and rough settings. There were no decorative wrappings or fancy ribbons or bows. Probably the closest parallel in the biblical narrative is when Mary wrapped the newborn baby Jesus in swaddling clothes. She tied up her newborn son in strips of cloth to keep him warm and safe throughout the night. It was a mother's expression of love, of tender care and compassion and affection. This season, I want you to look at ribbons a little differently. Every time you see a beautiful ribbon on a package, making it look really nice, think of God's love, God's care, God's protection for you. Let it remind you that you are special to Him, even if you don't think of yourself as having much of a connection with Him. You are wrapped in His love, even as Jesus was wrapped in swaddling clothes. That means you are special, and He has good gifts that He wants to give to you. As Jesus Himself says in Matthew chapter 7, your Father in heaven loves to give good gifts to those who love Him and to those who ask Him. So maybe this year for you, it's the gift of a changed life. Or maybe it will be the gift of a renewed marriage. Or maybe it'll be the gift of physical or emotional healing. Or maybe it will be the gift of the Holy Spirit to live a holy life? Won't you allow him to bless you this season and this new year? I have a story about the loving connection ribbons can create between people. And as I tell it, we have several children who are going to move throughout the sanctuary and give each of you a red ribbon. And if you somehow don't get one as they are passing them out, there will be baskets with them in the back. And please help yourself to one on your way out. And let it remind you of the loving connection that you have with a holy and loving Heavenly Father. And now the story. Two friends were traveling home after a hockey game one night. As they got onto the bus, they couldn't help but notice a young to middle-aged man sitting in the back of the bus. He looked tired and hungry, anxious and lonely. So the two friends started chatting with him. He was a veteran who had entered the war at a very young age, and he had been away from home quite a lot. This time he was coming home to his wife and the child that he had never yet met. During the war, he said that he had written her a letter saying that if she tied a yellow ribbon to the oak tree in their yard, it would mean that she was willing to welcome him home. And it had been quite a stretch of time since he had been home, and he was worried that she might have given up on him and moved on. After all, the statistics indicate that well over half of wartime marriages don't make it. The two guys who befriended him decided they wanted to see how things turned out, so they stayed on the bus well beyond their stop. It was getting late, about 10 or so at night, but the bus kept trudging along, and they began to wonder, would we ever get there? And then, all of a sudden, they saw a huge oak tree standing tall beside a little brick house. 100 shiny ribbons, yellow ribbons, were tied around the twigs of that tree, flapping wildly in the wind. The vet couldn't help it. He stepped off the bus and he began to cry. And he held open his arms and his wife ran into them. And she nestled his baby, which he was seeing for the very first time, onto their arms and hugged him tight. And she, too, started to cry. The veteran waved to the two friends that had accompanied him on the bus ride. And his wife waved the baby's hand back at the two friends. And they got back on the bus and headed home. That's just how much your Heavenly Father wants to connect with you and bless you in this season. Shall we pray? Thank you for ribbons, Lord, for reminding us just how important and cared for we are by you. No matter what harsh, bitter ice storm is beating at our door, or what pleasant, balmy season we are currently enjoying, never let us lose that sense of connectedness to you or to the people that you have put in our lives. And now hear us, Lord, as we offer honor and praise using the words of the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.